5 years ago, this little mini rant about the Facebook blew up on the very site it's now calling out. And since then, we've all watched reason, logic, and common sense go down the drain in real time. Back in 2020, I was pointing out how we're stuck on a never-ending hamster wheel of I'm right, you're wrong fights. Flat earthers face off against influencers of glorified salespeople you'd see at the local mall or the modern-day feminists that think people listen to them, each side tossing out made-up facts like confetti. Fast forward to July 2025, and it's more of the same echo chambers, only it's gotten worse. Our feeds full of fake reactions of outrage like a junk food binge. Our social systems keep rotting from the inside, and time just keeps pushing us forward without giving us a single break. Still, there's something oddly satisfying about how hard people cling to whatever meaning they can grab, even when it's clearly nonsense. We hit share with all the passion of someone who truly believes this post or that post will be the one to finally set the world straight. We're both the fighters and the crowd, stuck in a weird porn theater that a Vulcan mind would find, well, kind of pointless and illogical. However, maybe that's the point. In the middle of all the name-calling, guilt trips, and masked haha, gotcha jokes that are actually insulting elbow jabs, a basic human truth awaits rediscovery. We want to connect, even when every pixel on our screen is telling us to run the fuck away. We chase meaning that doesn't even exist like a virus hunts a host, yet we flinch the moment someone tries to get close or probe deeper. This snapshot of Facebook rage during a global crisis shows us both the wicked futility of trying to convince each other and the stubborn spark that tells us, hey, maybe we do matter. We don't. Logic might scoff, but our emotional neediness to respond keeps whispering something, dark side. David Angelo Minio, July 10th, 2025. No matter what one believes on the COVID gimmick, there are always going to be sources of info and data that fits in everyone's donut hole logic bubble. All I am saying is, if one is for, or whatever the other side of it is, people will find data and info that fits their belief structure. One's opinion of it will never change people's minds on it. This goes for any subject matter. We can debate a movie. It's bad. It's good. We will both find data to support each other's belief of it, even if you have fake facts or real facts or science. It's why Facebook sucks so much right now. People cannot help themselves. It doesn't matter if it is or isn't. People in general and the internet will always find data, info, pseudoscience to support their belief structure. It doesn't matter if they are right or wrong. Our paradigm shifted about 10 years ago with social media. It doesn't matter if the facts are facts or are pseudo-facts. Pseudo literally means made up. Most will not be able to change minds like this. If one can, quit whatever career and become a car salesperson, because they will make a killing. You can disagree. I am just stating what I see on social media since 1998. Should be noted the word social media used to be social networking, sphere of influence, and just networking before that. Granted, this is just my opinion, not an attack or anything on others' opinions. I just see how people behave on here. What I have said is very dominant in my Facebook feed. You are not going to change someone's mind that the world is a sphere if they believe it is a flat disk. They will always find something to suggest it is real, or at least real to them. People can and will hate on me for my opinions. I have to write 1,000 words minimum just to explain myself most of the time with disclaimers and laws of logic. Especially because I do not believe what the world is up to lately is correct, at least from my point of view. My bubble is very self-contained. It's not that I do not agree with the quarantine. It's how people are behaving on my Facebook about it. The name-calling, the bullying, turning it into politics, left-right for Trump against Trump, the opinion that people are pieces of shit because they have opinions that do not slide into their donut hole logic bubble, the fear-mongering and guilt-tripping. It's all I see on here. I am not quarantined. I am purposely hiding. All this talk, it's fucking more dangerous than COVID, man. I do not have an issue with the virus and or the quarantine. Third time I have mentioned this now. It is an issue with people forcing their opinions and ideologies on others and them shaming others if they do not agree. And it's been subtle. An off comment here. The use of certain words within a sentence. An elbow jab here as an uncomfortable joke there, or just straight up name calling. No matter what the subject matter is, this attitude and behavior is never ending. There is caring, and there are people dictating how everyone else should live. If most on social media would mind their own, most probably would not see so much of this on Facebook. However, people cannot help themselves. They are addicted to this behavior pattern. They feel compelled to force their opinions on the lot that do not agree with what their version of what, how, why, when, should, and could is. There is a disease out there, and it is people's inability and instability to mind their own business. You see it with voting. You see it with this COVID thing. You see it in religion. You see it in politics. You see it in anything where one has an opinion and options to govern the masses. People cannot help themselves. On the Facebook, Twitter, wherever, whatever, has very little to do with this subject or another. Mind your own. Stop worrying about things you cannot control, which is very little. You can control you and yours, but not what others do, think, feel. So just stop already. It is total bullshit. Stop trying to tell the world on how to deal with their business, which is not yours. Pretty simple to me. Has nothing to do with this specific situation. It is whatever situation arises. Happens all the time something is afoot, and people take to social media. They do not even notice they are doing it. They always believe they are right. Hey, they might be right. For them. But not the lot, or even me. The lot has nothing to do with them. I have probably spent way too much time trying to explain the live small and simple mentality. All I can do is do me and my own. I try to put my thoughts and feelings down on a Word document and blog just to give it some purpose. Just to give it some meaning for myself. If it means something to you all, great. That is a bonus if someone other than myself is paying attention. The Facebook of Passive Aggression Part 2 by David Angelo Minio. 1,215 words. March 28th, 2020.